In the public imagination, France is renowned for many things: its cuisine, its culture, as well as a very open embrace of female beauty. You can't walk a city block in Paris without seeing the scantily clad models showcasing France's high fashion industry. This is the nation that gave us Brigitte Bardot and Catherine Deneuve, and welcomed former supermodel Carla Bruni as its first lady. This after her many years modeling with very little or nothing at all on. Given all that, it's maybe a bit surprising that a controversy has erupted in France over what some argue is the hypersexualization of young girls. Girls like 9-year-old Anaïs Agouguet. Anaïs regularly competes in what are called mini-miss pageants.
This was her first pageant.
How old?
She was 6.5 years old.
Anaïs lives with her family in a suburb of Paris. Her mom, Martine, showed me photos of Anaïs competing.
When Anaïs comes out on stage, people stand up and applaud her. I mean, of course there's this feeling, this pride.
In the pageants, the girls wear formal dresses. No heavy makeup, no high heels. They walk on stage, say a few words, and a winner is picked for her overall poise and presentation. Martine makes most of the dresses Anaïs wears.
This one is for Anaïs's next competition.
She loves that the pageants bring her closer to her daughter and thinks the awards Anaïs has won give her a sense of accomplishment.
Usually we arrive and first we eat together. Then we get dressed. After that, the pageant starts with the young girls going first. My favorite part is when I'm on stage and when I put on my dress.
But Anaïs's favorite activity might be threatened because of what happened with another young French girl. Back in 2010, this photo spread appeared in French Vogue magazine. The model here is 10 years old. At first, no one in France paid much attention. But women's groups in the U.S. were outraged, and they took their case public.
When you see pictures like this, what do you think?
I think that I'm seeing a very young girl being sexualized.
When you saw those photographs, what was your reaction?
You always think of art. So you think this is only creation, this is artistic. So you don't see the problem.
Chantal Jouanneau is a senator in the French legislature and a member of the center-right UDI party. She says the fashion industry gets a lot of leeway in France, but the American reaction to these photos made her and others take a second look.
When you really look at the photo, the pictures, you say, yes, this is a problem. How can we use children just to sell products? How can we use children as sexualized people?
The Vogue controversy got so big in France that the Minister for Family Affairs asked Jouanneau to investigate whether there was a problem of French children becoming hypersexualized, and if so, what to do about it.
When our children are not with their parents, what do they see? They see cartoons, they see TV shows, which are all based on hypersexualization.
Jouanneau is a mother of three kids, and she was surprised to discover that millions of kids in France, just like in the U.S., routinely see images that PBS typically wouldn't put on the air. Images of young women portrayed in highly sexual ways. Online, on TV, in music videos. Jouanneau even found sexualized images infiltrating toys and cartoons aimed at younger kids.
I was surprised by the things my own children could see. And I was surprised to understand why hypersexualization could be a problem for them.
At the end of her investigation, Jouanneau issued this report. It argued that the level of sexualized, unrealistic body images was so pervasive in French society that it amounted to a, quote, form of violence against kids, one that not only objectifies girls, but causes them to then judge themselves harshly. For example, according to the World Health Organization, 27% of 11-year-old European girls think they're too fat. That percentage rises to 40% for 15-year-olds. About a quarter of those girls say they're now dieting.
So Jouanneau's report comes out, and it contains 12 different recommendations for how to protect kids.
It would prohibit companies from using children as their spokesmodels. It would create a website that would name and shame companies that don't go along. It would create an educational program for parents. And it proposed banning those childhood beauty pageants, saying they offer, quote, a degraded or tarnished image of girls.
Juan Oh, who is a 12-time karate champion and a former national minister for sports, says she's not against competitions for kids. She just objects to ones that put a premium on their looks.
This was just one recommendation to ban beauty pageants so that the society will give a very clear message to medias, to companies, that our children are not object of beauty and are not object of seduction. And that we agree on any other kind of competitions based on talents, as singing, as dancing,
athletics,
but not only based on your physical appearance.
9-year-old Anaïs was not happy when she heard about Juano's proposed ban. She thinks the senator is confusing the pageants she does with the kind that happen in the U.S., like those seen in TLC's hit show Toddlers in Tiaras.
I feel really overjoyed when I see Mackenzie on stage. I'm so proud of her. She's so beautiful.
There is this woman. I'm not sure what her name is. But she wants to forbid the Mini Miss pageants because she believes it's just like in the U.S. and that we put on makeup and show our butts, show our mouth and our teeth and our breasts.
Her mom, Martine, agrees that kids are often exposed to too much too soon. She says she and her husband Philippe work very hard to protect their kids from the outside world. But she doesn't think pageants are part of the problem, and she's furious at the senator's suggestion that by letting Anaïs compete, she's somehow harming her daughter.
I was angry for sure, because essentially what she's saying is we're dumb and we can't take care of our kids. We don't let our kids wear anything indecent. She can come and have a look. I want her to come and see. Our daughters are not Barbies.
The parents who support the pageants argue it's not nearly as extreme as what we see in the United States. It's not so much makeup, high heels, and that they think of it as a harmless, simple competition.
Yes, but the aim of this competition is still the same. With or without makeup, the only way you can tell whether this is the winner or this is not the winner is to make a comparison between young girls and between their physical appearance. This is the same issue, indeed. There is no difference with makeup or no makeup.
Sociologist Michel Fies studies adolescent development. He says, yes, hypersexualization is real and it can rob kids of their childhood. But he's not convinced that pageants, at least as they're practiced in France, are that harmful. He thinks they're simply young girls showing pride in their femininity.
For some people like Juano, the moment this femininity is exaggerated, it's a sign that we're returning to male domination over females in society, with woman as object in society. But little girls don't see themselves as objects. They don't see themselves as unequal to boys. They are just proud to be feminine.
But Juano argues pageants are just the beginning of a process where young girls are objectified by society and often turn that objectification inwards.
You're talking about something that is so broad in the culture, affecting everything from parents to education to the media, to our values. Do you think that that going after pageants is the best approach to dealing with this enormous issue?
No. The ban of beauty pageants was only one recommendation among 12 big recommendations. And that's a shame that the only recommendation which has been nearly adopted today is a ban of beauty pageants.
Anaïs is continuing to compete in pageants. She just did another one last week. Juano's proposed ban on those pageants will likely be voted on early next year. Anaïs obviously hopes the measure fails.
It's our passion, so if she takes it away, we're going to be really sad.
Triste.